We are back, and we are joined by Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, I know you're a Vikings fan. You're Tommy's fan, too, but a big Vikings fan, so I'm going to ask you what I am calling the question of the day because of what Coach Zimmer said, that he believes his team is good. So, Jeff, how good are the Vikings?
Well, I think they're a good team with a chucklehead for a head coach. they just seem to make the wrong mistake at the wrong time. And when they have one side of the equation going, the defense, the offense isn't going. When the offense is going, the defense gives up 30 points. They just seem to be, that one or two plays away every game from closing it out. This one was just, they had the first drive and that was it.
Yes,
it was a 3-and-out festival the rest of the time.
That was reminiscent of the championship game against Philadelphia a few years ago. They had the opening drive where they scored, and then they fell apart because the other team adjusts, and the Vikings don't adjust when teams make that adjustment. And, I've been hearing there's a lot on social media where people are complaining there should have been a penalty on the final play. You are not going to see penalties on final plays. Basically, it's a free-for-all, and you better be prepared for it, and you shouldn't have gotten down to a final play. You should have actually moved the ball and scored. You scored 7 points. That's inexcusable in today's NFL.
If it comes down to one call or a missed kick, there's bigger issues. It's not just that one thing. That's just the symptom of the disease. I think, Kyle Rudolph got some heat when he did the interview about his head coach out in New York, and he made the comment about, kind of implying that Zimmer was a defensive coordinator, not a head coach. And it really is true. I mean, his vaunted defense continues to give up points and make mistakes. I've said it for a while now. I think it's time for the Vikings to make a change, probably both the GM and the coach, and try something new. It's not working.
No, it hasn't been working. And it's just, after 8 years, you got to get some new blood in there and make sure it's an offensive coach. You've done this. You can find a good defensive coordinator. You need somebody who can run this offense and get something going while you still have this talent that before it ages out. I mean, the only one really that's going to age out would be Thielen. The rest are young, but also Dalvin Cook has been around a while too, and running backs have a shorter shelf life than other positions. So we'll see where that goes. We got to switch gears here. I want to ask you about this. Kristen Sinema followed into the bathroom and harassed by people. And Joe Manchin, they rode kayaks. He has a houseboat. And they, were harassing him because there's the two Democrats who don't want to vote for this $3.5 trillion. The numbers are so high. Gazillion dollar. Build Back Better or whatever the heck Biden's calling it. And they're getting harassed. And she was harassed in the airport. I believe it was yesterday, and on the plane, somebody came up to her. These people are way out of line, and what does Joe Biden say? He says that it's part of the process and also happens to everyone. No, it doesn't.
Right.
Up until now, it's only happened to Republicans because these activists, there's Republican activists, but they don't get in the face of Democrats the way that Democratic operatives do, and I just think he's basically empowering these people to do more. Part of the process.
Yep. You've seen Republican senators, Steve Scalise was shot at a baseball practice a couple of years ago. Trump cabinet officials, Maxine Waters saying, get in their face, don't let them be out having a meal or do anything like that. So, that's all okay. But at the same time, you've got Biden's Justice Department mobilizing against parents who have the audacity to call out their school board for this critical race theory stuff. So they're calling them domestic terrorists, those people that come to the school board meetings and are upset. So it's really disgusting right now what's going on in this country.
And again, it's starting at the top. And here's the problem I have with all of this. Biden has royally screwed up the withdrawal from Afghanistan. The southern border has been an absolute mess, and he's letting people stream in with COVID and go anywhere they want in the country. Yet you have teachers getting fired in New York and healthcare workers getting fired, but he doesn't care where these people go. Everything he does that he touches doesn't turn to gold. It turns to manure. And we're supposed to believe that this is the one thing that's going to work because it's his administration's idea. None of them really know what's in it. I mean, you cannot put together thousands of pages of this. They're just throwing things in to, you know, to get their well, it's not really the Biden plan. It's more of the plan of progressive, the Bernie Sanders, everything he wants in it. And I hope that Sinema and Manchin do hold out, and they're getting blamed for this. You know what? I think they should do what Bernie Sanders does, except when it's election year, become independents. Vote with your conscience. You don't have to just vote every time with the Republicans, but vote what you believe. That's what everyone in Congress and the Senate should be doing. Vote what they feel is best for their constituents and for their country, our country.
Yeah, it was interesting when there was another senator from Arizona, John McCain, that would go against his party. He was praised in the media, and now you have another senator from Arizona on the other side going against her party, and you don't get the McCain treatment. She's been mocked and criticized for her being independent and doing what she believes her constituents want, and you know the polls in Arizona show it. She's more popular than the other guy who's just in lockstep with the administration. So. And Manchin, you know, West Virginia is about the reddest state in the country. So Manchin, I think, is this. Some people have speculated this is Manchin's way of basically getting forced out of the Democrat Party and being able to join up with the Republicans. So let's we'll keep an eye on that one. You know, he's always been more of a conservative Democrat. He's probably the last one left. So we'll see if our old friend Cocaine Mitch McConnell can strike a deal to. Have Joe Manchin switch teams at some point. Probably won't happen until after next election because he's up for running again in 2024. But I wouldn't be surprised if it happens.
He doesn't need to switch if he just votes for what's best, and that's what he seems to be doing. Again, I just hope they don't cave in to the pressure. And also, it's very alarming that they're the only two who see that a $3.5 trillion bill that is loaded with a lot of pork and a lot of these progressive and socialist ideas are going to go through. Hey, by the way, is this also the bill where basically there's now this movement? Is this part of that where they every time you have a $600 deposit into your banking account, it goes to the IRS? That's in that bill.
Yeah, that's in there. And the study for the mileage tax, so they could tax all of us that drive a lot more than others. That's all that stuff is in. This is basically their progressive. New Deal 2.0 or something that they're trying to put
Jeff,
through.
Jeff, why would there be a mileage tax when there's already a gas tax? So if you drive a lot, you're paying anyway. You already are paying a tax on that by using the fuel.
It's all part of their green agenda to take cars off.
They notice, by the way, that battery-operated cars, the explosion in New York, because one of them had a short, it's caught on fire, and it caused three others to catch on fire, and the fire departments don't want to go anywhere near that because it's toxic. You can't throw water on it.
These electric vehicles, it's on the you have to power the charging stations with diesel.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's absolutely absurd. Also absurd. We got to be very quick about this. You told me off the air. Minnesota United, the fans. There's a group of fans that want to boycott because what? They don't have a vaccine mandate.
Yeah, these fan groups that are part of the soccer stuff. I still don't understand all the soccer stuff, but these fan groups, a couple of them met with the team apparently, and are advocating that fans boycott the games, remaining games, because the United won't implement a mandate to either be vaccinated or get tested for COVID prior to admission to the stadium, which would be different than all the other professional sports teams in the area to have that requirement. But
it doesn't shock me.
No,
because they're soccer fans. Okay, good luck with that. All right, Jeff, we got to wrap it up. Jeff O'Brien, Chestnut Cambrone, love talking to you. We'll talk again later. And how good are those Vikings? Whew. All right, we'll take a quick break. The BS show will be right back.